The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, does not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord says we're going to lose the war. The entire house is going to come crumbling down until we make the decision to put him above everything else. And, you know, it's funny. Somebody read this passage recently and goes, "I don't get anything out of that." And I was praying the rosary with it yesterday, and it was amazing how much came to me that, you know, we see it sometimes in lives of others, or even we've seen it in our own lives. Until our Lord comes before every single relationship, our spouse, our children, our parents, our friends, our brothers and sisters, and before everything we have, our relationship with him will always be tenuous, will always be hindered in our discipleship. He says, even if I don't come before your own life. Without getting into too many specifics, I've seen people come and go because they discover, oh my gosh, something needs to change in my marital intimacy. But I'm not comfortable bringing that to my spouse, or they might not accept it. I'll come to church occasionally, drift in and out, and I don't just mean here, everywhere I've been. Or, "Father, you know, we go on vacation, and my kids, they're adult kids now, and they don't want to go to Mass while we're away, so I don't go." Man, does our Lord come first or not? It was really beautiful. I've received phone calls in recent weeks, one from an attorney who needs work. He's not yet a partner in his company. "Gosh, Father, I've gotten a phone call and I'm not sure I can accept this client because it might mean I have to support something that goes against our faith." Oh man, this attorney is willing to possibly lose his job ultimately because it would require him to do something contrary to what our Lord Jesus Christ asks of him. You know, so beautiful. Whereas sometimes you see someone lose their job and then they lose their faith. And you go, wait a second. Right? Was your job having that job dependent upon your relationship with Christ? Or someone gets sick, you know, they develop cancer. And then they drift away. You know, why would God do this to me? Oh, hold on a second. Right? What if that's something God is sending because that's for your salvation and the salvation of many others? His plan goes far beyond anything we can understand. Does he really, truly come first in our lives before everything else? And until he does, there may be things that pull us away from following him. We cannot be his disciple. And I close with one final point that really struck. It says, until you carry your own cross. And I thought, gosh, why the emphasis, your own cross? Because sometimes we want to reject the cross that he's given us. Man, if this wasn't what he sent me, you know, if I could just have their cross. But it also occurred to me, if you don't carry your own cross, sometimes we want to carry the crosses of others without picking up our own. We neglect our own. There have been times where I've committed to giving a retreat or giving a talk away from the parish, and afterwards I go, you know what? By doing that, I'm neglecting my duties as a pastor. And so I realized, you know, there's times where I need to say no to things because that's the cross He's given me. As much as I would want to say, God, it'd really be great to be out on the speaking series and doing this and that. No, that's not what He has for me. May our Lord Jesus Christ always come first.